Okay, so hello, I'm Pavel Machek, and I'm here to talk about cameras, but you can also talk to me about clicker-trained horses, mobile phones, Kernel, smartwatch based on ESP32, Mobian on my molester. So first thing first, video for Linux is not for cameras. It's for frame grabbers, and they are really very different, which is basically what this talk will be about. They can do remote controls, but they cannot do autofocus for you and so on. But the interface is fairly simple. You just open Dev Video 0, select format and capture. Unfortunately, what you get is blurry photo, which will be either all white or all black. This is with autofocus and auto something. Anyway, there are phones with smart sensors. One such example is PinePhone, and those are pretty close to the frame grabbers. They do basically everything in hardware. This used to be a pretty common design in the past, which made a good sense at that point, because USB had limited bandwidth, and you could not push uncompressed data through it. It's easy to standardize, but it doesn't make much sense today. If you have like five LANs on your phone, you don't want to have five JPEG encoders there. So we are moving to dumb sensors, which basically do bare minimum. You set parameters like exposure, gain, select area, and so on. And it just passes the bare data over the fast bus, and it usually ends up in your memory. And then you have a component called ESP, which is image signal processor, which will do the JPEG conversion and such stuff. Unfortunately, in case of the interesting phones, which is official Librem 5, PinePhone and PinePhone Pro, we either don't have the processor or we don't have drivers for that, so we can't use it. So this is how the image, this is a photo which, if you try to take it without the automatics. Can you recognize what's there? It's a USB connector. It's recognizable, I'd say. But, so what do we need to do? Nokia N900 is another example of complex design, which used to be very important historically. And actually, the photos in the presentation are from N900 with open source stack. In real time, you need to do auto exposure, because otherwise you will have black or white frame, and you need auto exposure for autofocus. On most cameras, you really want autofocus too, because you can't just focus to infinity and expect good image. And that's pretty much everything you need to do for the video recording in the real time. Then you have preview. Preview is a bit less important than the video recording, but it's also important. You need to convert from BIR to RGB, and you need to do gamma correction, because the sensors are linear in one side and exponential on the other side. GPU can help here. And then there are extensive post-processing steps. Like auto white balance, lens shading compensation, getting rid of bad pixels, and probably many others I forgot about. Advantage of this is that this can be done after taking photo or after recording the video. And there are quite good tools for that, including Raw Therapy, Euro, and so on. So people were working, unlike the other parts, this got some work done before. So what we are talking, for example, on the N900, you have LED flash, which is completely independent device. You have voice coils, support for autofocus, which is again separate device somewhere on I2C. Then you have two sensors, front and back camera. You have GPIO switch to select which camera you want. And then you have ISP, which is quite a complex piece of hardware, which will not be important for this presentation, because